The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hoop Face Baller! Welcome back to another episode. Today in sports betting, I am your host, Devin Ellington, at DALE007 on Twitter. Make sure to go and check us out on hoop-ball.com. Make sure to go over there because we are a hoop-ball.com presentation. Also, there's tons of great free content over there. There's phenomenal blurbs of information on the right-hand side. You're going to hear me talk a lot about the stuff I usually do on the top of the show in a pre-recorded part for the, you know, stuff. So I'll try not to be too long-winded on this. Pretty limited cards on MLB and NBA today. Anyway, we got some fun stuff nonetheless to talk about, some other stuff to fill in some gaps. We need to start keeping our eyes peeled for some other things. But anyways, we got so much team coverage over at hoop-ball.com. Fantasy basketball starting to wrap up, but we're going to have a draft coming up soon. We're going to have all the off-season stuff you need to keep a hold of for your keeper leagues. So, and then you get to check out the Wager Pass, $9.99 a month, 33 cents a day, less than a latte a day, even if you drink that expensive stuff. So keep that in mind. Keep us in your pocket. I bet we'll help keep it a little more full. Aaron and Dan have been on a complete tear in the NBA. Starting to get right in the MLB. Got some data, some sampling that was done. So, it is a Monday. Kind of don't feel like it. But I got some MF Doom going right now for this Monday. Not sure if y'all hear it or not. So if you do or you hear some weird garbage in the background, it's my hodgepodge of music playing. I was checking out the 5-star reviews and I'm digging it. Really appreciate the stuff coming in. Don't forget, we're giving cash away for those. Say some nice things or what you truly think. Say some mean things if you need to. If you leave a 1-star review, which, hey, I was looking through the reviews, you know, just being vain. But there's not one-star review on there. So someone can still be the first. Just saying. You just got to tell us why. I honestly can't wait for that one to come in. It's going to be such a bad show or something that does it. No. That's all that negative stuff. We think about positivity here. You get what you focus on. So, all right. Man, I got to go off on another little personal tangent. So, shout out to Papa Bespris and Manscaped because they got your Wookiee of a guy taken care of over here. Got some new nice apparatus. Can't share too much because they're kind of using me as a guinea pig. So, excited. Yes. Love what Manscaped's doing right now. They're donating so much of their proceeds or so many They're donating a crap ton of their proceeds to testicular cancer. They're running a thing right now, you know, We Save Balls. So seriously, folks, if you need product, you need product for your grooming essentials, anything, if you think of anything you need, just please strongly consider going to manscaped.com and at least using them for a little, you know, just try them out. Use the promo code that you'll hear in the recording. But, you know, I'll say it right here. It's HoopBall20. You know, you get 20% off and free shipping. And on top of the savings, you're going to save balls. You're going to help us guys out, figure out what goes on with testicular cancer and how we can beat it. So, yeah, that's my little spiel on that. And we'll awkwardly segue from balls and fighting testicular cancer to MLB, to baseball. We'll talk some baseballs. So let's go ahead and start somewhere. This is a weird card. It's a really weird card, you know, not going to lie. There's a couple of nuggets that I've pulled. I'm looking for early. But ultimately, this is going to be a deep scrub kind of card. We're going to win tonight by what we stay away from. That's going to dictate our success and the progress in our bankroll. So we got some series starting. I'm trying to find the first game that starts. 6:05. Okay, just confirming. So this, I don't know what to think about this first one. This is going to be a shorter show, and there's going to be a few games that I'm not really looking forward to talking about. Tonight's a pretty rough card. So I am really high on the Giants tonight. I am very interested in seeing what Aaron Sanchez does. I'm not falling for the Coors Field mirage. I know it's different. I want to figure out, and we'll just start here with the baseball slate, because really it is a deep dive slate, so we don't need to be all absolutely structured. I want to see usage on Aaron Sanchez's pitches. But of course, I'm a 50-year-old man and can't find Aaron Sanchez. All right, so Aaron Sanchez. His BABIP's been pretty good this last week. sub 200. I really want to see I'm honestly just trying to find his pitches, what he throws, how he throws it. Because the point I'm trying to make, and this is why I need a co-host, because it's just like too much to do all at once sometimes, because I want to find certain info. I didn't know I was going to need to look this up. So, oh, the woes of podcasting. I didn't come here to complain. Sorry. And I'm not making fun of it. But anyways, curveballs and off-speed stuff plays real differently at Coors Field in Colorado. It doesn't move as much. It doesn't curve or bend as much as what it does in most of the other stadiums. Now, when you don't rely on as much stuff like that, which I'm going off the top of my head and off the cusp here, I don't believe Aaron Sanchez relies so much heavily. That's a weird way of saying that, and I apologize. I don't believe he relies that heavily on that usage. So with that being said, the Rockies are already a terrible offense, and the unders have been at a higher probability or higher rate this year at home for Colorado. And I've been looking at some individual matchups, historically speaking, and there's a large sample size and good enough of a sample size for these two backing points, and Sanchez holding the Rockies to a 143 average as a team. And then the current San Francisco bats having, I believe it's a slate high, pitches, number of pitches against the starting pitcher that they've seen, that, and that's 652. As a team, 160 plate appearances. Brandon Crawford leading the way. But he's got 8 strikeouts. Brandon Belt's got 7 strikeouts against Marquez. So what I'm going to be looking for probably here, and this is another deep dive. There was someone that I was looking at that I see that I like. I'm just trying to decide which one. Because we're going to be looking at the total base prop. Alex Dickerson has a 353 ISO, 566 WOBA against Marquez in 19 plate appearances, 17 at bats. He's got 8 hits, 3 doubles, 1 home run, 5 runs, 3 RBIs, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, a 471 average. I believe some value where we want to try to set an anchor in some instant winnings tonight is in an obscure manner, but we're going to look at trying to get ourselves on the board tonight with a win on Alex Dickerson. Because in a way, like, I'm going to back these Giants. I've already talked about that. Colorado is the Rockies. The Colorado Rockies are the favorite at minus 120. We've seen half of a run come down from the total, and there's still some shade to move. San Fran moved from minus 115 to minus 105. I usually don't like to follow that opposite steam, or it does give me a little bit of worry, but, you know, it's just – so Tommy La Stella is doubtful. Brandon Crawford, questionable. Trevor Story – okay, so here – this is what we're looking at. Trevor Story was questionable, and I forgot to mention this, but Trevor Story was questionable, and he's probably been rolled in or something, or, like, there's a hunch. And so we're seeing that movement. And this game is at 7:40 Central Standard, Central Daylight. I always do that. So look for some success for Alex Dickerson. The one thing that gives me pause, and this is what's so weird, because this year he's only hitting 197 against righties. still a decent OPS, 634. Mike Tauchman is another guy I'm looking at because he's hitting hot right now. He's hitting really well against righties, and he has a very he has, I think, about 8 at bats. This very small sample size against Marquez because he just joined this league after playing, you know, with the Yankees. So, like, he's just eaten Marquez up early on in his exposure to him. And I think that's going to continue tonight too. So before we move on from this game, personally speaking, I need to lock this in and I want to look at what I can find for hits at least. All right. Alex Dickerson to have at least one hit. Way too much juice. Alex Dickerson to have at least 2 hits. Is that plus 250? I'm gonna let that sink in. That's not something I'm rushing to. What I really want to find, total bases. So right now, Dickerson over 1.5 is at plus 100, even money. I'm bummed they don't have any Mike Tauchman stuff. Because I think he might actually get a chance to start. Also, right now we got Fight Test by the Flaming Lips playing off of the album Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. I'm sure some of you have probably heard at least some sort of something from these guys, maybe. Their most known song is off this album, so that's all I'm giving you. They're also from Oklahoma. They've been making music since the 80s. They're super rad. All right, so Alex Dickerson over 1.5 on the total bases. I personally, I like that. Even money. Gonna do 1.3 units to win 1.3 units. Couple of singles, a double. So, one other thing I'll peek at on this before we go. I'm curious now. Okay. I've never really messed with this, but I'm going to look at it real quick. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. I think I just uncovered something really fun. So I'm looking at some player performance doubles. Sorry for my gap in talking. I was just reading. So with Alex Dickerson, okay, he's got 5 runs he's scored against Marquez as a hitter. So Alex Dickerson to have 3+ hits, runs, and RBIs, and San Fran to win, it's plus 240. Alex Dickerson to have 1+ hit and San Fran to win, plus 152. Alex Dickerson to have 1+ home runs and San Fran to win, plus 750. And I know I am spending so much time talking about Alex Dickerson and I did not even plan it. Okay. I hate doing sprinkles, so I'm going to find one of these to have a conviction in, but I do want to sprinkle something. All right. Alex Dickerson to have 1+ hit, San Fran to win, plus 152. We'll go Half unit there because we'll return a full unit when it hits. Because it's going to hit that positivity, you know. Alex Dickerson to have 2+ hits, runs, RBIs in San Fran to win. I think he's going to get the 3. So I'm going to go ahead and just roll another. Half unit play on that. So we're looking to take 1 unit and try to get close to 3 and return off those 2 bets. And then Alex Dickerson to have 3+ hits, runs, RBIs, San Fran to win. We're going to go a full unit on this one because this is the big banger. 1 full unit to potentially win 3. I have a lot of conviction in it, and I believe there is a lot of value there. And I think we can have some success in playing that. Have some faith in it, and let's let it roll. And then to make it more fun, it's an Alex Dickerson extravaganza. Did not plan it. At plus 750, I got to take that home run prop and Coors. We're going to go, let's see, that'd be quarter unit. I'm thinking here. Yeah, I'm trying to run my math through. We're going to do quarter unit to win 1.25 on the units. So, Alex Dickerson to have 1+ home run and San Fran to win. Wow. That's just crazy right there, what I just did. Absolutely crazy. All right, we have to move on from that because I spent too much time on that one. But it was fun, right? I mean, I don't think we've done a lot of that kind of props deep dive like that. Sanchez against the Rockies, like I said, I have a lot of faith in. All right, now let's talk about a different game. That's the focal point of the show, I guess. Giants, Rockies. Milwaukee, Philadelphia. There's a couple of guys within these two lineups that can have success individually. I'm getting it short and sweet. Look, I'm punting this game. I just gave you a deep dive on Alex Dickerson you didn't ask for. So I'm not going to play the Phillies and the Brewers. Sorry. So Texas, Minnesota, over 8.5. These Minnesota bats right now, I know Kenta Maeda's pitching, but he has allowed a ton of stuff this year already. I say already, but I mean, we're like a quarter way through the year. Oh, we're going to look at some divisional stuff, some futures. We're going to lay some just some little nice sprinkles. We got some current values, I think, with teams with the trajectory, I think, that might happen for them. We have some value. So we're going to nab some of those. We're going to look at some crazy long shot stuff maybe. So we're going to check that out in a little bit too. Over 8.5, Minnesota, Texas. You know, contrary to belief, you know, I've been playing a lot of overs in Texas games. And the Rangers are 11-16 to the under. So it's got me wondering now. How many times have I lost on an overplay featuring the Rangers? So I'm going to run through real quick. Yeah, you know, not very successful. Yeah, I think I'm like 0 for my last four. So we're going to keep at it. Insanity, right? I don't know. Let's keep butting down that wall. I mean, it's going to hit tonight. The bats for Minnesota, I think, is going to be the propellant for that. So what I also might look to grab some team total action, Minnesota over 4.5. And okay, so here's what I've been doing. I'm going to pull the curtain back a little bit. Personally, last, I'd say week or so, I've been playing almost every team total on the slate. I've been playing it in high volume, but I've been doing half unit, like just like I'm telling you, small stuff. Unless there's like, obviously I'll have my ones I'm a lot more confident in, but at a miniature glance overview, lots of team totals, lots of overs, because I think, because what I'm looking is exploiting at matchups and, you know, historical data and current stuff and whatever, you know, like whatever reasons people research stuff. I'm just trying to pull the numbers back a little bit. So honestly, it's experimental, but it was profitable for me yesterday. I played about 12 teams, team total overs, you know, and if it works nicely where I have it in the same game of an over I like, Cubs, Reds, but like their team totals were 3.5, 4.5. So it doesn't work every time, but tonight, you know, I'm looking at Minnesota over 4.5. I'm into it. I'm into that. So what I'm going to look at here. Minnesota's team total. Over 4.5, minus 120. We'll go1.75 units. We're going to return ourselves that solid unit for sure.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money at Menards.
I like that. I'm going to lock that in. Okay. So we're going to be real brief on that. We'll move on here. Sorry. I don't know where my math's at today. 1.2 units to return one. I'm all over the place. It's Monday. Got to get the juices going. I got the team totals up in front of me, so I'm just going to look right now and just kind of grab some. It's a lot of juice on the Rays team total. Frankie Montas is pitching really well right now. Blue Jays at 4.5 plus 110. That's really weird. They're expecting a pitcher's duel between the Blue Jays and the A's. Padres, they've actually struggled against the Pirates. It's at 4.5 right now. I'm not a huge fan of that. Man, weird team totals. Mets under 3.5 plus 110. I'm going to roll with that one because the Mets really, really struggle against Wainwright. And Wainwright, I think, is going to have some success against the Mets tonight. So let's talk about that game. Joey Lucchese, the lefty, 6.75 ERA against Adam Wainwright, who's 0-3 on the year. I think he gets his first win tonight, 4.08 ERA. So obviously, when we look at his peripherals, see what exactly is going on with that. And we will try to find something in this game here. I like the Cardinals at minus 120 on the money line, just looking at it right away. And then, you know, the Mets are just struggling a ton in regards to their offense. The Cardinals have a plus 125 series price right now against the Mets. I've not done a series price or played a series like this, you know, in the past. Other than, excuse me, other than playoff series and stuff. So I'm going to grab that series for the Cardinals. I think they have some success against the Mets. Get some pitching advantages starting off tonight with a good matchup. The good matchup with this struggling Mets team. So with Wainwright, trying to find his numbers. Had him up in front of me earlier. 237 pitches he's thrown against. Phone call, don't listen. Against the Mets. Their ISO is under 100. 0.11 or 0.100. It's 0.073. WOBA, 210. OPS for 48. Slugging, 218. Average, 145. Hoop ballers. Let's talk about your balls. Yep, your balls and the area around them. Let's talk about manscaped.com. Go there and use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Use the promo code and go check out all the tools they have of trimming the hedges and taking care of your lawn, like Well, Lawnmower 3.0 with a built-in LED light to help you get into those dark thigh crevices on the inner parts. Also, the Gooch. It is hard to get to the Gooch if you can't see it. So use the LED light with the anti-tugless technology on the razor. Full long battery life. Then check out the Weed Whacker. Bring that out of the shed. Use it on your shrubs. Cut down what you need, down to bare minimum if you need to. It's got a nice anti-tugless technology just like the Lawnmower 3.0. It's also got a lithium battery. And best news of all, these things are waterproof. So that way you can do it in the shower and take care of business in the cleanest way possible. Hoopball 20 is the promo code that's going to get you free shipping as well as 20% off. I recommend using it. I recommend getting the complete care kit with your free shipping and your 20% off. Spend a little extra, get a lot more. There's a good care kit there for us gentlemen, face scrub, shampoo, ball treatment, and the area that surrounds our balls. I believe there's even a pair of underwear in there for our balls. So yeah, that's going to conclude the talk about our balls. Now let's talk about bets. MyBookie.ag is where all the hoop ballers take care of their winnings and where we place all of our wagers that we post in our article in the Wager Pass, as well as our free plays and our Discord chats. Yes, MyBookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Let them know that we sent you. Hell, specifically type in my name. I want them to know. But most importantly, you got to let them know what podcast that is. And it is Today in Sports Betting. You let them know that we sent you. And then we, as a family, get to grow. And then we get to set you up to reap more benefits. And that is what's important to us because we are here to help you win money. And that is why we recommend MyBookie. Their slogan is bet, win, get paid. And it's quite simply that easy. Use Bitcoin to get going. It's a high recommendation of VM Center at Vince Miracle, our guy. It's a recommendation of me. It's so easy. Dan Bespris, the Podfather, Aaron Bruski, the Godfather, they get in there, they get going with Bitcoin, they get their money in and out, and it's easy peasy. Hoopball's the promo code. Use that. Let them know that we sent you. MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Now, as a podcast, we have your balls and your bets covered. And without further ado, we have Today in Sports Betting. Lots of walks, though. So if Wainwright can look at those, keep them in check, that'll be huge. 11 strikeouts. So he has a chance to have some success with that. But the Mets are just really bad at hitting against righties in general. JD Davis does all right. Nemo, Conforto, you know, but no one's really been doing anything. So let's look at the cards. And I went under 3.5. Under 3.5 for the Mets team total. And that was at plus 110. So, what a delight. We'll see how it goes. But I like it. I like this matchup that Wainwright has. The Mets just don't really score. All right, we can move on from that one. Let's be real brief. Cleveland, Kansas City, over 8.5. Cleveland bats are just going crazy right now. Kansas City rolling out Daniel Lynch, Aaron Civale, 4-0 on the year. Cleveland's offense starting to hit a little bit. They opened up against the White Sox. So just, this is my Royals play. Got to make 162 total. Like, I've missed a couple games. So, but what I'm looking to do is have at least 162 total bets on the Red Sox and the Royals at the end of the year. There, we'll make, give me some allowance, you know, keeping track and getting down on every single game, you know, can lose one or two. And I have this year on both teams. So, but we'll get 162 bets in on them. Don't you worry. So, I'm going to pass on Tampa Bay, Los Angeles, even though Tyler Glasnow's a stud, Ohtani's a stud, they're pitching. This is a pure baseball eyesight for me. So today, this moment speaking, wrong podcast if you want to listen to something in a deep dive detail about the Tampa Bay Devil Rays and the Los Angeles Angels baseball game. We'll just leave it at that. Toronto, Oakland. That was another one I was trying to make heads or tails of. Wasn't really sure. Like, I really want to back the over because these offenses are starting to click. Oakland's getting healthier. Marcus Semien revenge game, if you believe in that. It's 8.5, even shade. Steven Matz, the lefty on the mound. Frankie Montas, who's not been great. Frankie Montas has not been great. I'm just going to pull up some expected ERAs for the slate. Steven Matz, the 7.09. Frankie Montas is going to be, he's looking at top 10, well, bottom 10. Lower expected ERA than I was thinking. Let's see who does really well in BABIP tonight. Yeah. See, Frankie Montas has a 329 BABIP. Steven Matz, 341. So I think these offenses can have success. It's in Oakland. Yeah, I'll just, let's go with the over 8.5. I know that was painful, but all right. So also right now, song playing right now, super badass. In my opinion, it's called Chen by the band Sleep Party People. It's really cool. Pittsburgh, San Diego. Tyler Anderson, the lefty. Miguel Diaz making his debut for the season. The righty for the Padres, the Papas. I don't know what to think on this game. they played recent, not recently, but I mean, these teams have played. I feel like there's going to be some struggles offensively. I don't think it's in the sense, you know, belief in the pitching, really. The Pirates, you know, they do all right against right-handed pitching. And their on-base percentage is pretty good as a team. It's pretty balanced. Padres are going to be going against the lefty. They're looking at, I mean, their big guys hit lefties well. Grisham, Tatis, Hosmer. Some other guys throughout the lineup get downgrades. Honestly, I think this is a game the Padres could lose. I'm not looking to bet it because I just can't find a side to weigh on. Baltimore, Seattle. This Eric Swanson kid is pitching. Not sure. Yeah, I mean, Seattle, they got one of the best bullpens in the majors right now. Baltimore's been having a bit more success lately, but they got this Dean Kremer kid on the mound, 0-2. 8.40 ERA. I'm looking through some of his peripherals. He's got a 306 BABIP. I mean, he's close to 4 on ERA and expected ERA, so I mean, his stuff is true. XFIB is pretty, it's 5.14, his FIB is 2.76. So a little increase there. And I don't know anything about this Eric Swanson kid. So, not sure. You know, let me try to pull up some info on him. All right, Eric Swanson, here we go. He didn't start any games in spring training. Pitched in 7. Pitched 6 innings. Allowed 4 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned, 1 homer. He had 5 strikeouts, no walks. Had a sub 1 whip, 6.32. Yeah, I mean, that's a small spring sample size. So, obviously not looking to really mess around on that. And then the Cubs, Dodgers. Do I really got to talk about them? They're bad. Take the Dodgers, even though it's whatever. It's ginormo. I don't know. Dodgers team total over? Not sure where it's at. All right. Let's look at some fun stuff, some different stuff. We're going to do some... Let's look at some World Series odds. Let's see where they're at right now. All right. Dodgers plus 360. They're not going to do it. Yankees plus 700. I don't trust their pitching. Houston Astros 14-1 odds. I do like those. Red Sox 20-1 odds. All right, let's have some fun. I'm going to take $1. Doing $1 on each of these. I'm going with the White Sox plus 900 because they're not really healthy right now. Like their pitching and their hitting is going to – it's a long season is what I'm saying. Houston, they're low right now. I think they definitely win their division. Houston, 14-1. Boston, 20-1. San Fran, 60-1. To win the World Series. $1 to win 60 on San Fran. $1 to win 20 on Boston. $1 to win 9 on Chicago. $1 to win 14 on Houston. Why not? I mean, they're long shots for a reason. Definitely long shots. Also, listening to Perfect Day by Lou Reed right now. It's really good. Lou Reed, old-timey guy. Okay. Now we're going to look. I don't think there is. But let's see some value in the NL pennant. NL pennant. No. Okay, so I don't want to mess with the pennant stuff. Just got in my head a little there. AL divisional, though. Yankees are minus 110 to win their division. Astros plus 130 to win theirs. I'm going to grab those. And I like the value on them. So those are my, you know, as of right now, two teams I think are going to win their divisions. Milwaukee's minus 120 for the NL Central. Too much juice. Braves plus 260 right now. They're not healthy. They still got to get Soroka back. Giants. I mean, they're in first place right now. 16-1 odds, though. Yeah. So really not looking to do too much on the AL, or I'm sorry, the NL side. Atlanta, if anything. All right. Let's see if I've got some NBA leans, then we'll wrap this up and get out of here. Yeah. Looking, but not promising. It's so volatile right now, guys. It's so volatile. Teams tanking, all that good stuff. So holding off on the NBA, I'll let the real pros handle that. Make sure to check the Wager Pass out with Brew and Dan and Vince and Troy. Those guys kill it over there. They take care of our NBA guys. Riley's got the props. He's already given a few out today that I got to make sure to get in on. I love following Riley's props. He's at Riley Sorbo, S-O-R-B-O. On Twitter. Follow him. Follow me at DALE007. Follow the show at Hoopball Gaming. If you get signed up with Premium, let someone know on the team. I mean, we'll know. But when you come over to the Discord and you get jumped in there, yeah, we jump you in like a gang. Yeah, we get you connected in there. You jump in there, it's fun. I'm telling you. It's worth the money alone, the Discord is. So make sure to follow up on those reviews. 5-star reviews are going to get you cash here soon. Doing that cash giveaway. Screenshot it, send it over, let us know. I've got a link if you need it. I'll include it in the show where you can go to leave us some nice reviews. All right. As always, I am sending you my good vibes and all of my good energies. We're going to have a winning day. Let's make sure to do something nice or kind for one other person that we come across, if possible. If you don't feel like it, you don't feel like it. But it'd be nice. So be safe, be clean. And today in sports betting is ours.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.